name is William A. Cheek. I was born April 5, 1909, in Lawrence County, Kentucky. My mother, Susie Hayes Cheek, was a former school teacher in Lawrence County. My public school education was in the Lawrence County Schools. I graduated from the Louisa High School in June 1926. I was employed as a teacher in this system in August 1927 as head teacher of a two-room school at Trace Branch. I held this position for 2 years until 1929. In 1929, I married Nancy Burgess, another young teacher in this system. We reared two children, Vicki Sue Cheek and William A. Cheek II, and both received their public school education in this system. I taught the Upper Tug School for 2 years from 1929 until 1931. During the year 1931 and 32, I did my last year of college and received my B.S. degree in chemistry and mathematics from Eastern Kentucky University in June 1932. In 1932 and 33, I taught the Upper Tug School again. I taught Busseyville during the year 1933 and 34. I was principal of the Webville High School for 2 years, from 1934 to 1936. The new building for the Webville High School was built in 1934 and 35. We occupied this new building in 1935 and 36. The enrollment increased from 52 to 153 students during this period. I was principal of the Louisa High School for 2 years, 1936 to 38. It was during this period that the school initiated the band program. Paul Bryant, a graduate of Marshall University, was the first band director. The yearbook named the Scarlet for the school colors, scarlet and black, was initiated during this period. The school was housed in two buildings, the old three-story Kentucky Normal College building, built in 1908, and a new building erected in 1935 and 36. The enrollment in the four grades of high school was in the vicinity of 300 students. July 1, 1938, I was elected superintendent of the Lawrence County Schools by the Board of Education. I was hired for 10 consecutive four-year terms and served in this position until July 1, 1974, at which time I retired as superintendent of schools due to ill health, suffered from a heart attack and a number of major operations for other sicknesses. July 1, 1974, I was employed as consultant to the superintendent of schools and Board of Education. I retired from this position July 1, 1976. When I began teaching in 1927, there were 100 one- and two-room schools in Lawrence County. Each operated as a sub-district with from one to three trustees for each sub-district. The trustee or the trustees recommended the teacher or teachers for the sub-district school to the Board of Education, and the Board of Education hired the teachers and was responsible for collecting the school taxes and paying the teachers and otherwise operating the school system. The list of these sub-districts in order of their number from 1 to 100 is as follows. Number 1, Rocky Valley. Number two, Donovan. Three, Clifford. Four, Baker Gap. Five, Upper Tug. These five schools are all on Tug River. Laurel number one and Laurel number two, number six and seven, is on Rock Castle Creek. Peach Orchard, number eight, nine, Summit, 10, Cherryville, 11, Wallbridge, 12, Gallup, 13, Georgia Creek, 14, Richardson, 15, Preston Gap, are all between the rivers, the Tug River and the Levassa Fork of the Big Sandy. Border Chapel, number 16, number 17, Lower Lick Creek, 18, Torchlight, 19, Trace Branch. Trace Branch is my home school where I attended the elementary school. Number 20 was Meade's Branch. Number 21 is Chrisley, 22 Walnut Grove, 23 Elmwood, 24 Lomansville. These are on Georges Creek. Lost Creek, number 25, number 26 John Hayes, number 27 Charlie, number 28 North, number 29 Blackburn. Number 30 is Smoky Valley, 31 Pleasant Ridge, 32 Busseyville, 33 Evergreen, 34 Dry Ridge, 35 Adams, 36 Cando, 37 Ladoche. The last two schools are on Little Blaine Creek. Number 38 Springdale on Rich Creek. Number 39 Elm Grove on Blaine Creek above the Wellman Bridge. Number 40 is Burton, 41 Cordell, 42 Wilbur, 43 Mount Olivet. These four schools are on Brushy Creek, or were on Brushy Creek. Number 44 Tarkill and 45 Rocky Point were on Hood Creek. Number 46 Brucey, number 47 Knob Branch were on Lower Laurel Creek. Lower Kansas Creek, Boggs and Upper Kansas Creek, number 48, 49, and 50, were on Kansas Creek. Number 51, Wheeler, 52, Marcy, 53, Maisie, 54, Terryville, 55, Bailey, were all on Blaine Creek. Number 56, Rock House, we're on Cherokee Creek. 57 Ab Creek. 58 Jess Young, we're also on Cherokee Creek. 59 Pine Grove. 60 Providence. 61 my old Kentucky home. These last three were located on Dry Fork Creek. Number 62 Chestnut Grove. Number 63 Watterson. Number 64 Oak Hill. We're on Irish Creek. Number 65, Daniels Creek. Number 66, Twin Branch. 67, Lower Twin Branch. 68, Morgan's Creek. 69, Compton. 70, Dennis. 71, Polish Chapel. 72, Olioville. 73, Hicksville. 74, Brammer Gap. From Compton to Brammer Gap, we're all located on Big Cat Creek. Caney, number 75 is Caney Falls. 76, Webbville. 77, Lick Creek. 78, Bell's Trace. 79, Baker and 80, McDaniels. The last two were on Little Cat Creek. 81, Mount Pleasant. This one is located just north of Louisa. Number 82, Depot. Number 83, Yatesville. 84, Fallsburg. 85, Green Valley. Green Valley was also on Big Cat Creek. Number 86, Sand Hill, 87, Glenwood, and 88, Trinity were located on East Fork Creek. Number 89, Seed Tick, 90, Mud Suck, 91, Mud Lick, also on East Fork. Number 92, Buck Hannon, 93, Rove Creek, 94, Zeldy, 95, Potter, 96, Rockford, 97, Horse Ford, 98, Newcomb, 99, Long Branch, 100, Blaine. There were four high schools in Lawrence County. Webbville and Blaine opened in the late 1920s, and Clifford High School opened about 1934. The Louisa High School was established in 1921. In the Depression days between the 1929 crash and the beginning of the World War II in 1941, a consolidation program of these schools was in operation. The construction was financed by the federal government and the Lawrence County Board of Education at a ratio of about 80 or 90% federal and 10 to 20% local. The buildings were built with Works Progress Administration labor and local materials. The walls were built of native sandstone quarried from the rock cliffs near the construction site. The first two buildings were four-room elementary schools at Meads Branch and Fallsburg, built about 1934. The Clifford, Lawmansville, Marthy, Blaine, and Webbville schools were built about the mid-1930s. The Louisa High School was housed in the old Kentucky Normal College building, purchased from Walter Byington in 1923. In 1934 to 1936, another building to supplement the space supplied by the Byington building was constructed on the Louisa High School campus. This was the building I moved into as principal of the Louisa High School in 1936. I served as superintendent of Lawrence County Schools from 1938 to 1974. David Morris of Blaine served as superintendent from 1934 to 1938. Doc Jordan served from 1920 to 1934. John Ekers from 1914 to 1920. William Henry Thompson from 1910 to 1914. J.O. Daniels from 1906 to 1910. A Mrs. Lackey was superintendent of schools before J.O. Daniels. In the early 1800s, Louisa had a school building located near the Lawrence Pritchard home on the corner of Lady Washington and Madison Street in Louisa. Later, a two-room school was built on or near the site of the public library. In 1888, a six-room, two-story brick building was constructed on the site of the present primary school. This building was torn down for the present school building expansion during the 1960s. School was attended in this building by Fred M. Vinson, the 13th Chief Justice of the United States, and Fred Shannon, a nationally known pulpit preacher and pastor of a Presbyterian church in Chicago. And this building did not have a foundation poured to start laying the bricks. They dug the foundation ditch, laid a 3-inch yellow poplar board in the bottom of the ditch and started laying brick on it. And this building lasted all of those years without without a crack in the walls until it was torn down. Brigadier General Niles Sammons of the U.S. Air Force was educated in Lawrence County School and a teacher at Baker Gap School when he resigned to enter the Air Force in 1941. The only log schoolhouse still standing in Lawrence County is located up on the hill near the mouth of Baker Branch on Tug River, near the boyhood home of Niles Sammons. It is now used as a Baptist church. Near the turn of the century, 1900, a Professor Elam operated a teacher training school at Blaine. This was a school to prepare students to pass the teacher's examination, which was necessary to get a license to teach school, called a certificate. To teach school in Lawrence County, there were three grades of certificates. First class was good for 4 years before the teacher was required to pass another examination. The second class was good for 2 years, and third class for 1 year. This kind of certificate was issued until 1920s, when the State Department of Education began issuing all the teaching certificates based on college preparation. Now, the minimum preparation required is a bachelor's degree based on special teaching preparation. There are now five schools in the county: Fallsburg Elementary, Blaine Elementary, the primary school, the middle school in Louisa, and the high school 2.5 miles south of Louisa. The Fallsburg and Blaine schools have 8 grades. 1 to 8, and the primary school has 4 grades, 1 to 4. The middle school, 4 grades, 5 to 8, and the high school, 4 grades, 9 to 12. All of the school buildings and classrooms now being used in Lawrence County in the Lawrence County public school system were planned and financed and constructed during my administration as superintendent of Lawrence County Schools. The last school built in Lawrence County was really constructed after I retired, but the planning and the employing of the architect and the financing and the procurement of the school site was done by me and the Board of Education during my administration. In the mid-1960s, it was decided by the Lawrence County Board of Education and the State Department of Education that a new high school needed to be built in Lawrence County, and it was recommended that it be built outside the town of Louisa with enough room to expand and take care of any necessary improvements and expansions which might come in later years. And we spent, me and the Board of Education, spent a number of years trying to procure a site. We finally, after a number of consultations and many talking many times to Philip Priest, we procured 33 1/3 acres from Philip Priest for $100,000. We wanted additional land, and from the Free Will Baptist Church of Kentucky, where the Baptist orphanage was located, they owned over 100 acres, and we spent about 3 years trying to procure this land and finally had to condemn it in court. And we purchased about 70 acres of it for $90,000. The Baptist orphanage was not in operation. The land was just sitting there. And we condemned the property. And they wanted to reserve the orphanage building and 5 1/2 acres of the land to be used as the headquarters of the Free Will Baptist Church of Kentucky. And we agreed to that because we always get along with any church, and we were happy to have the church as a neighbor to the school. But about a year after the first condemnation suit, the Free Will Baptist advertised the building and the 5 1/2 acres for sale and asked the Board of Education to bid on it. And the Board of Education bid $60,000, the only bid that was offered, and it was rejected because they said it was not enough. After this, they advertised it for sale and said that it would be a good site for a factory. And we didn't think that a factory or an industrial site would be appropriate on the corner of a school property. So we filed another condemnation suit and condemned the building and the 5 1/2 acres for $81,500, making the about 80-acre tract total cost $281,500. M. Gibson Taylor was selected by me and employed by the Board of Education to draw the plans, as he had done for the other buildings constructed under my administration. I started raising the money. Originally, the building was supposed to have cost $2 million. By the time I could see where the $2 million could come from, the price of the building had raised to $2.5 million. So I had to go back to work. And after I could see where I could find $2.5 million, the price had raised to $3 million, same building. And by the time I went through the state government and the State Department of Education and the federal government and the congressman and the Appalachian Regional Commission to secure the necessary funds to build a $3 million building, my sickness had come upon me and I had to retire with the plans already finished, the site for the Lawrence County High School procured, the money and financing necessary to construct the building finished, and everything in order. And the contract was let right at the end of my administration. I would like to have remained as superintendent of schools during the construction of this building, this modern building, had my health permitted, because it has been my ambition and my aim all during my life to leave the superintendent's office with a modern facility for all of the Lawrence County children in the educational field. This building was constructed in 3 pods. Pod number 1 was the academic pod, which housed the academic classrooms, and the library. The second pod was the health and physical fitness pod, or building, which is used for the athletics and the teaching of health and physical fitness. The third pod was a vocational school, one of the first ever built in a high school in the state of Kentucky. This was made possible by the work that I did with Congressman Carl Perkins, our congressman from this district, who made the most of the money available to the Appalachian Regional Commission. And I'm very proud of this building. I worked hard on it a long time. I went through a lot of court fights and a lot of conversation and a lot of confrontations with Baptist people and even the governor contributed 60-some thousand dollars, I believe it was, from his emergency fund or some fund that he had. That was Governor Wendell Ford made this money available. Over the years that I've been connected with the Lawrence County school system as a student, a teacher, and administrator, we have had many, many wonderful, dedicated teachers to render service to the children in Lawrence County. There have been scores of them, and I would like to name them all, but for me to attempt to do this would be take up too much time and take up too much space. But I would like to insert in here a little philosophy that goes with good teaching. A builder builded a temple. He wrought it with grace and skill. Pillars and scrolls and arches he fashioned to work his will. Men who saw the temple said, "It will never know decay. Great is thy skill, O builder. Thy fame shall endure for aye." A teacher builded the temple with loving and tender care, planning each arch with patience, laying each stone with care. No one praised her unceasing efforts. No one knew of her wondrous plans, for the temple the teacher builded was unseen by the eyes of man. Gone is the builder's temple, crumbled into the dust. Low lies each stately pillar, food for consuming rust. But the temple the teacher builded will last while the ages roll, for that beautiful, unseen temple is a child's immortal soul. Now, it's wonderful for men to build with hammer, drill, and forge a bridge to span the cataract which rushes through the gorge. It's wonderful to build a town where massive buildings tower, where giant engines pull and puff and motors spin with power. It's wonderful to write a book or paint an amber sky. It's wonderful to give the world those deathless things which never fade or die. But it is far more wonderful to build the women and the men who build the cities, span the floods, or wield the brush and pen. It is more wonderful to have a teacher's part in molding dreams and hopes which stir an adolescent heart. And when they win through stress and strain, it is far, far more wonderful to be the faithful teacher who can say, "They went to school to me."